Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
And welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, reset your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that's for you to build a business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, we are starting a new series. Everyone knows I love the beginning. Of course, something has to end, and we came off of your eyes on your own promise. Excuse me. If you haven't done that, got to go back. Got to go to successwithnicola.com and listen to that series. Keep your eyes on your own prize. Because I don't know, you know, I can't say this is going to be a continuation of that, but I just do what God has told me to do. I have been extremely, extremely honored just to be in this industry, you know, nearly 10 years now. And I count it a privilege for what God is doing, you know, for us and for this industry, where people are now beginning to really realize it is a true profession. It's not just something that people do when they're broke. It's not something that only broke people do. It's not something that people do who couldn't make it through college and couldn't get degrees. Is a real industry and is creating massive wealth, making major impact in our communities. And so, you know, I count it, many become successful, which is going to be you if you're listening to Power Start Your Day. You do exactly what I tell you to do over these series. We're here with you Monday through Friday, and you're getting information that is giving you every secret you think is a secret of how you can be massively successful, but more importantly, how you can become a true leader in this industry. And so if you haven't, like I said, go back and listen to that series, Keep Your Eyes on Your Own Prize. That was the prior series there. And you want to know that maybe this is a continuation. You know, I don't know what the Holy Spirit is going to do, because I allow him to have his way. When he's telling us, this new series is the proof is in the fruit. The proof is in the fruit. We're going to be coming out of the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 16 through 20. Matthew 7, verses 16 through 20. And I believe, if you haven't already, like I said in that prior episode, keep your eyes on your own prize. If you didn't keep forth with the word of God, I know that what he brought to the table over that series and what he even started off with this series is putting people on track to take their spot at the top, no doubt, and stay there. You will never have to fabricate success. You will be massively successful, not only in your company, but in the industry. And I'm speaking that blessing over your life right now, because this is not what I think. This is what I know. That now your name will be called by people that you never thought, because you'll follow these principles. So let's go to the Lord right now so that our minds and our hearts are open to what he has to say, and that we have the courage to do it, because it's totally, totally radical compared to what the world is doing right now. Father God, we come before you. We thank you on this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad and joyous that we get another opportunity here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, right now, we're thanking you that we know that we only get one life, And we know that that dash is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And so in this time, oh, Father God, we want to be careful to keep your commandments, because you said, this is how we show you that we truly love you. And we love you, dear Lord, with all of our heart. But Father God, right now, as we are renewing our minds and we are making sure we understand that we may be in this world, but not of this world, we'll be careful and be courageous enough to do exactly what you tell us to do. Dear Lord, now, right now, as we are opening our minds to learning what is the fruit that you want us to bear and being careful that we are doing what it is that you called us to do. We no longer want to live under your permissive will, because we don't know what we're doing. We want your perfect will. We're thanking you right now that your Holy Spirit, your omniscient, all-knowing spirit is taking full control here at Power Start Your Day. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, and we're welcoming the direction and the correction, even in the comfort, as we're moving through this journey to take our spot at the top. We're thanking you right now that we are being strengthened like never before. Our mind is being stayed on you. We're not trying to do things for the masses, but we want to definitely please our master, who is you. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. There's no one bigger than you, no one smarter than you. So we want to be on your side, dear Lord. We're down with you so you can be down with us. We want you in every affair of our life. Anything that is not of you, sever us from it right now in the name of Jesus. Reveal it to us, oh dear Lord. Let us know clearly what is not a part of your plan so that we can sever it at the root so we can bear the best fruit. We honor you, we bless you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. I believe that for those who celebrate, because we don't take it for granted that everyone that comes here to Power Start Your Day are believers of Jesus Christ. It's okay. This is not a exclusive type of deal. This is an inclusive. And I know that there's a lot of information that you get no matter what your faith is. But it's okay for us to be very clear on our faith. Let me tell you something. You have to be able to live in your truth. And we do realize that sometimes people's truth is not really true. But I can tell you that's a start. That's very different where a lot of people are. A lot of people are fabricating every area of their life. They don't know where they belong. They don't know who they are. And they definitely don't know whose they are. But if you continue to listen here at Power Start Your Day, you will not be one of those people. Now you'll begin to connect to the spirit man, which was your man before you were formed in your mother's womb. You'll be able to connect to the source where all the things you desire, even in this world, are created. Now you start manifesting stuff. You won't keep being afraid to do what you need to do to take your spot at the top. You won't be jealous of people who have taken their spot, because you know your spot is coming. And so let's read out of the book of Matthew. Let's read out of the book of Matthew. Have you ever seen people try to fight people for their spot? Gosh, listen, guys, there's no such thing. No such thing. Not in network marketing, for sure, right? You get to choose yourself. You get to choose when you're ready to take your spot at the top. You get to decide how hard you want to work. You get to decide if you want to be coachable or not. You get to decide if you want to play full out or not. So you're in a lot of control. You have a lot of power. And so, you know, as we read this word, I want you to make sure you reference back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, where God told us that we must be fruitful and we must multiply. But then now, what type of fruit should we be multiplying is the question. So let's go here in Matthew chapter 7, right, verses 16 through 20. Now, this is all red letter writing. This is meaning that Jesus himself is speaking. Go back and read it. You go back and know the whole piece of the Matthew, you know, chapter 6. And remember, that's even where 6 and 33 is, that you seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and everything will be added to you. But then he starts later on telling you about fruit, saying this is the type of stuff that you got to do so you can get what you want. Don't you want to know what that is? So Matthew 7, 16 through 20 says, You will know them by their fruits. Because it's telling you a little earlier, beware of false prophets, folk who say stuff they don't know what they're saying. Now, if they ain't reading it straight out this word, there's a challenge there. It says, you will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So it's telling us there's an ending to bad fruit, trees who bear bad fruit. There's an ending to it. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. It mentioned this twice. You're going to know them by their fruits. And it's saying, hey, a fruit can only reproduce after its own kind. You're not going to get grapes from a thorn bush or fig from a thistle. So because our industry of network marketing is all about duplication, you as a leader must make sure that whatever you do, that you want it to be duplicated. Because if whatever you're doing is of bad fruit and it's bearing bad fruit, eventually there will be an end. There will be a cut to it. It's not my word. I know some people get a little tipsy with me because I'm just reading the word. It was here way before, 4,000+ years before now. I've only been on this earth 44+ years, right? I've been, it's funny, this month will be four months that I would be in my industry. And I don't think that there could be a coincidence that at 44 years old, 4 years, 4 months in my company's history where I am at, that we reached the top at the top. And I truly believe that if I did not become obedient to the voice of the Lord to make sure it wasn't just my business to do my business, that it was kingdom business to make sure that anyone who has ears to hear know exactly what to do and how to play this game called network marketing the right way, so they don't have to keep looking up at people who are successful, window shopping at success, wondering when is my day coming. Your day is coming the day that you are steadfast and you will continue to say, I want to bear good fruit no matter what. I'm not going to compromise no matter what. Now, I am serious with you because as you're growing up and when you start making big money, you will be tempted. If Jesus himself was tempted after a 40-day fast by the enemy, you will be tempted. If you read your word, you will expect. You won't be caught by surprise. You won't be caught off guard as to what's going to happen on your way to taking your spot at the top. But when you get there and you don't compromise it, no matter what it is, that's why you got to read your word and meditate on it day and night. So it's who you are, not just what you do. It's not what you know. Then now you'll know the answer. You'll have the right answer and you'll continue to bear the good fruit. Now, over this series here, you can come on in the queue because this is going to get very, very interesting. I could already feel it in my spirit. It's going to get very, very interesting because you're going to now start taking inventory. Now, I'm going to warn you right now, don't start taking inventory outside. This is what most people are tempted to do. You got to remember that you are keeping your eyes on your own prize. This is not your opportunity to start looking at what others around you may be doing wrong in your eyes. It is to make sure that you are bearing good. I can tell you something that will keep you busy enough for you to check your own self before you wreck yourself. Everyone truly check themselves, we will be in a better world as a whole, even outside of network marketing. Let's discuss this here. already know that there are three areas, and maybe you don't know, but I'm going to tell you about three areas that I've noticed that people need to really pay attention to. Of course, very easy for you to say, I'm going to follow my company's comp plan, my company's compliance. These are rules, right? Rules. You got to follow the comp plan if you want to win the game of money in your company. You got to follow the compliance or what they say you need to do so that the company can stay kind. The thing that people don't know is because they always pay attention to the messenger, not the message. So when your company is telling you, you can't advertise like this, or you can't put this type of persona on, and you're like, well, we're in free enterprise and we can do whatever we want to do. We're in financial freedom, and that means we can do whatever we want to do. I need you to know that everything that's free, that creates freedom, was never free. Somebody has to pay for it. It may not be you. Someone paid for something in order for something to be free for you. And so when you start thinking about that, a lot of network marketers will become better partners. You know, most people are just in their company. You'll become a partner of your company when you're able to recognize the rules and follow them and duplicate that in your team. Why I say that is this: when your company creates these compliance rules, just know that they didn't just pull them out the hat. Know these rules are creating parameters for longevity of the company, and then now it protects the opportunity for other people who may not even know that someone else may be doing things that can bear bad fruit. So I need you to hear me right now. And I know when I was doing things that were not right at any time in my life, you know, you didn't want to hear like that's not right. You didn't want to hear that because it felt good. For some reason, at some point in time when you're doing things that are wrong, it feels good. But what are the results? So we're going to be discussing the rules. You got to know the rules of the game. The only way you win a game at high level, I was taught this even going over to Malaysia to learn business at a high level, and we were able to bring over a part of that money in you, where some of my agents were able to go and enjoy, and they were able to say, like, okay, now I know how to think. And even sometimes we have conversations now, and we may be talking about things in our business, and I'll revert them back to remind them of what game is that in our money in you course. And so I need you to know, and I'm so proud to even see those people who went through that course winning at a high level now. And they're like, oh, my gosh, they're now programmed to win. Bam, I'm so excited for them. So the rules, you got to know the rules of any game if you plan on winning them. Of course, your comp plan rules, compliance rules, but there's some unwritten rules. OMG. Do you think if you break a rule, even if you don't know it, that there's not a consequence to it? Yes, there is. It's almost like if you were in let's say you no one ever taught you the rules of driving, and you saw a red light, but you're in this country, a red light means stop, but where you were before, like corporate America, the red light meant go. If you're in this country, meaning network marketing, and you don't stop, then now the authorities or something, there's going to be some consequence. Do we get that? It's very important that you begin to understand the written and unwritten rules of the industry that you're in. That's who win at a high level and stay winning. There are some people that will do whatever they need to do to appear that they won. Have you ever heard, like, even in some of those professional sports where people won gold medals or they won whatever, and they came back and found out that the people were actually taking steroids or whatever, and they go and yank it. Isn't it worse? It wouldn't have been better if they didn't win at all and they just had to go the next year and do it the right way than for now the shame of that you were not only doing it, but you were trying to shame the industry or shame our whole industry of doing things like where people thinking you're winning the right way, but it's not. Guys, I need you to know you want to know the rules. The next thing is relationship. This is a relationship business. More than likely, when you're a person that's willing to break rules, you're willing to break relationships. Relationships. I need you to know that network marketing, even your company that you're in, is an industry or it is a profession, but you never need to make it your entire world. Do you understand that you don't know what tomorrow may hold and you don't know what relationship you will need? This is the reason why we have to have very strong emotional intelligence. We're going to unpack this over the week. You have to have strong emotional intelligence that even if things are not going your way, you still must do everything you need to do the right way. Why? Because you're doing it as unto the Lord, not unto man. And that's who really your blessings come from, is the Lord. So he's going to watch you do things the way he told you to do no matter what, and your rewards will be great. We're going to go deeper into that on relationships. I've just found that the better relationship you have with your deity, it just so happens to be the better relationships you have with God's creation. Now, there are some people that you're not supposed to have a relationship with. Isn't that common? He says that you want to be evenly yoked. It's okay. But you can't keep your nose up like you bougie. Just go through life doing the right thing and you'll attract the right people in your life. But just make sure you're not doing the wrong thing to detract the right people in your life. Because people in your life and network marketing tend to be branches or extensions of how people get into your business. And then what about outside of the business? Do you know that even myself, when I looked around and I saw how many people in our industry that are not even in our company that called me or messaged me to congratulate me on my success and saying, Nicola, I have no doubt you've always been this type of leader. You so deserve it. If I know anyone else that deserve it, where does that come from? Relationships. Some people only feel that relationships are valid if they can only see a direct financial connection to the relationship. Those are not real relationships. Because what happens when there's no money? If you're a person that has no friends, if you have no money, you really have no friends at all. And so I need you guys to know that you should strive. I remember my mom just saying to me on yesterday, one of the things, and she says it multiple times, she said, I watch you, daughter, and one of the things I noticed, you remain humble. You still do the same things you did when you were a hairstylist, even some places that I may shop or some whatever. Yes, I'm frugal. You're going to keep a lot of money if you know what to do with money. You cannot let money make you. You have to make the money. So things are stayed in the proper perspective. And then now when you look at that, you don't have to act cray cray on your way up, because those are some people that if you come down, you got to see those same people. Relationships. We're going to go deeper into that. And then now when you actually know the rules, we're going to talk about that, and you start building strong relationships. Strong relationships don't mean you got to join every other company either. That is a misconception. You will build more respect in the industry as a whole when people can see you keep your nose on the grind, where you are leading people to do things that you want to be duplicated. And this will lead you to real results, long-term results in network marketing. I can't wait to see what God does. I need you to go through this entire series with us, taking notes. And if you're not there yet in your business, to say, I'm getting instruction before I get there. So we're going to dive deeper into these things, these written and unwritten rules of the industry. And we want you to become a respectable leader with wholesome relationships in the industry. People call that rare, but you are called out one. Your ecclesia wants us to identify some things that maybe we didn't know along this series. If you want to join in the conversation, go ahead and press star number one and join us and say, you know what? I don't know. Even if you know, say, I know some rules, or maybe I've broken some rules, or I don't want to break any rules. I want to know what they are, because I see it all the time. And I'll say, there's no way they're doing that if they knew better. They do better. Good morning. Good morning to you. We got a few people coming in the queue. 954, last 46419. Good morning.
Good morning.
You, welcome.
I'm well. How are you? How was your holiday?
Oh, it was amazing. We try not to date these things, but amazing. Family. I came out of Arkansas serving our team and was so elated. I got a governor's award for making impact in the state of Arkansas. But then the next day, which was my family, and I said, you know what? If I had the choice of the award or my family, it would be my family. And so it was amazing. God is good. This industry has allowed me to really live my dream. So it was amazing. Good morning. What do you have to say this morning about what we're about to dive into? Rules, relationships, and results.
I would say all three. The rules. I'm a new agent. I've only been an agent for 3 months. And I've been doing a lot of reading. I've been doing a lot of research because I'm trying to just learn how the format is and how you go about doing certain things, and just trying to understand how you approach a potential agent or member. Just trying to get my niche in place.
Mhm. Mhm. So. What's your name?
My name is Sonya. Sonya Lee.
Hey, Sonya. So, hey. Sonya, were you introduced to the new agent checklist? The launch document is what you should be doing. See, in traditional business, what you said would sound dead on, but in network marketing, you should be coachable to be able to do exactly what's said to do, and it's going to lead you to results. And as you start moving, it will move you into what your niche is. This is one of the very common mistakes that I see new people in the network marketing industry do, because, see, probably in corporate America or even in school, you got to do your research, you got to do market analysis, you got to do all these things. But all of that is already done. It's a turnkey business. So if you were able to, so just think about it. You're saying you've been in the business 3 months. So would you want it duplicate? Do you know how low your business would work if you, everyone in your business that you enroll would take 3 months before they actually press go?
Oh, I didn't. Oh. I wasn't looking at.
This is going to be a great series for you. Stay tuned.
Well,
make sure, what did I say? If you don't want to duplicate it, don't do it. So if everyone on your team took 3 months, do you know 3 months is a quarter of a year?
Right.
So if you brought two people in and it took them 3 months apart, you'd probably be at two people on your team over 6 or 9 months. Ooh.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
But it's what I'm learning, because I do have all of the information you just mentioned to me. I printed out everything. I got it. I created myself a folder, and I'm always in my folder reading up on the information, doing my research, following the steps. But I don't know if I'm approaching the wrong people. I have my business cards. Everywhere I go, I give out my business cards. I'm taking what the format is telling me to do. When I approach people, I ask them, do they know anyone that has less than perfect credit? The majority of the people who I approach, they'll respond back to me, yeah, me, Sonya. And that's when I tune in with them, and I let them know who I am. Are they interested in restoring their credit? I don't know. Maybe it's my talk-off. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not the script, Sonya. And I can hear what you're doing, and it probably sounds good to people who don't know quite what needs to be done. I'm hearing the paraphrase of the script, and I think you need to stick to the script, and you need to follow the system. Invite, expose, and get the response, and maybe you need some more three-way calls so you can get the script down. Because even what I'm hearing, what you're saying, passing out your cards, you're not collecting. If you're collecting the information for follow-up, you should be filling up a Players Club list. And it should be easy that over time you could measure how many people did I share this with versus how many people did I close. Your expectations would be a lot clearer and you'd move a lot more expeditious. When you're confident, you're going to move more competent. And so it's not about studying, it's about doing.
Okay.
Very different in
this
industry. Don't be afraid to hear the word no. Don't be afraid to learn new things. Okay? So there we go.
Okay.
In this business, it's about doing. It's not about studying. Good morning, 480-474-7725. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you doing this morning? This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. Good morning.
This is a fantastic, fantastic series. I wanted to let you know that it is just confirming everything that has been set on my heart these past 2 weeks, even over the weekend. I decided to say every morning a prayer that, God, you are a God of success. And if I am your child, I can be a child of success because you are a God of generations to come and a God of tomorrow when I am just focusing on today. So you are going to connect me to the right people. You are going to guide me and lead me the way that you want to lead me. As long as I seek first your kingdom and what you have for me to do, everything will work out. And ever since I've said those prayers and actually rested on that and stood confident on it, it's like things just started flowing. People started connecting with me instead of me going out there. And, you know, I'm over here in Phoenix, and this is where the sun decides to hibernate. And I don't need to be going out there getting darker, sweating, you know. You know, and it's just amazing when I just was just resting and just following, you know, my upline, keeping my relationships with the leaders here in Phoenix and making sure that I stay in tune, and then even reflecting that same information on my team. And I think that's where God has, you know, pricked my heart the most. It's like we have to repeat the process. We can't create anything new, because if it's not broke, we don't need to fix it. And
we
continue to just focus and do the same thing and repeat and keep relationships, everything will flow into place. And I'm telling you, I keep telling my wife, I'm like, you know what? We're on our way. I mean, the struggle is real right now, but the struggle's not going to last forever. You know, so, you know, I just want to thank you for your series. I want to thank you for, you know, staying in tune with God, because it lets me know that I'm doing right when I hear confirmation and we're on the same page.
You know? That's what I'm talking about, Jason. Listen, the word of God, and when you hear it coming out of the mouth of other humans, it never should be revelation. It should be confirmation. You get the revelation when you're reading the word for yourself. But then now when you hear it, just like you said, it's confirmation. The only way it becomes confirmation is if you first got the revelation from your own relationship with God. And so if when you're hearing this information, this revelation to you, meaning the first time you're hearing it, that means you got to go back in that word so that now God will continue to reveal and take you to another level. So when we're talking, we're not talking Spanish, because when you understand something, you can go do it. I love it, Jason. I love your attitude. I can't wait to hear and see you take your spot at the top. Leaders like that, I love it, love it, love it, love it. Good morning, 682, last 47523, our last caller this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Where are you calling from? We had Florida, Phoenix. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Texas. My name is Tierra.
Hey, Tierra, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually surprised I got in. I've been with the company now for a couple of months, and I just wanted to give my testimony that everything was just a confirmation for me this morning. This weekend, I was in my back office. I was doing a lot of reading, getting a lot of understanding going on, coming from having an event, my first event, that was everything for me. It was just a lot of light shined on me. I was kind of confused about a lot of things, but just getting on the calls every morning, staying tuned in into my back office, keeping myself updated and keep educating and nourishing my mind with all the products and services, it's just wonderful. And I'm just excited to be on the call this morning and excited to be a part of this movement with FES. Just wanted to say thank you. You know, thank you for your daily motivations and keep inspiring me to do more in my business. Confirmation that, you know, it's not about getting to racing to the top. It's about building and maturing and molding yourself and understanding. Kind of sound all over the place right now, but just I didn't have that full understanding that I felt like I needed. But getting on these calls and understanding that it's not about trying to just rush and race to the top. It's just about understanding, knowing what knowing my products and my services, knowing that the services that we have to offer to others and to help them. I'm real jittery when it comes to, you know, a group of people and engaging them. And this has just been like building me, you know, this has been really building me and showing me how I need to grow within myself as well. So I'm loving it. Every morning I get up, I'm racing to the phone to get on these calls, to get this momentum going, and just to keep learning. So I just want to, you know, give my little story and say thank you to everyone.
I love it.
All and I hear every story is a motivating story. I was like, yeah, that's me. You know, I feel like I was going through that. I was just feeling like that just the other day. So it's surreal for me. It's surreal, and I'm excited to absorb everything here.
I love it. I love it. You know, you touched on some very important points here, and this is the thing. You know, people believe that just because I'm new, what I have to say would not make impact. And you'll be surprised when you just speak your truth. Even if it's come from like down in the deep of your belly, what you truly feel, you'll be surprised of how you can bless others. And Tara's talked on some points of saying, you know what, you're going to get confidence by staying plugged in. You're going to get more, and you realize that it's not really about the taking the spot at the top. It's about getting to know yourself. And then I'm going to tell you something, you're going to learn a lot more about your services, products by using. You'll learn more about the business by doing than you will by studying. You review. I'm not telling you to be ignorant to what we're doing. But what I'm sharing is read the right information and get the right start. And you want it to be very simple and duplicated. If a person thinks that they have to come to network marketing, let's say, for instance, they went to school, they went to college, they got tons of student loans, their degrees are not working for them as they thought they were, and you tell them they got to go back to school all over again to get their first $500 in the company, that is not going to be attractive. Use your resources. We're going to go over that. Use your resources. Know the rules. Stay plugged into the people who know more than you, just like Jason shared. And then you're going to be duplicating the right thing, and now you're going to be producing the right fruit. Your results will tell you. Now, we know, just like any other tree, when we start talking about the maturation of the tree or the process of the tree, it started off as a seed, but eventually what's coming off the tree is going to share with you what you do. What are you doing right, and what are some things that you need to correct? And be okay with correcting. You cannot move into mastery without correction. You cannot move into mastery without correction. So we have to have the right attitude towards getting on the right track. I'm going to love, love, love to hear what God has to say in this series. I am telling you, the proof, not in the pudding, the proof is in the fruit. We're going to learn the rules, build some strong relationships, so you can have long-lasting results in your net marketing business. Take care.